People in California's Napa Valley are still cleaning up after an earthquake that struck early Sunday morning. It was a magnitude of 6.0, the worst there in 25 years. In this week's Must Read, author Gustavo Arellano offers a literary perspective on the seismic event.
When the quake hit, a lot of media focused on Napa's famous wine industry because America needs to know that our stock of Cabs and Zinfandels is safe. I, on the other hand, got anxious. This earthquake injured dozens of people and caused a lot of damage, but it's nothing compared to the big one. The big one is what we Southern Californians know is coming to us, the catastrophic quake that seismologists say will happen someday, but no one knows when. So every time I see a little movement, every sway of a lamp or rattle of pans, it puts me on edge, makes me duck and cover. And then I turn to literature. After the Napa quake, I reopened Simon Winchester's book, A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. You know, for some light reading. The book tells a story of a massive quake that killed over 3,000 people and essentially leveled San Francisco. Winchester describes houses turned into piles of sticks, thousands of people left homeless for months, city blocks destroyed by the fires that followed. But the book's most terrifying passage takes place on the morning of the earthquake. Here, Winchester describes the calm before the disaster hit. The breeze was westerly but light. Dawn was unfolding quietly, serenely. All was perfect peace. Cliché? Sure. But that's the scary thing about earthquakes. You never know when they're coming or where. So I guess I'll just wait and read and reread Winchester's book again and again until the big one arrives. Happy Labor Day.
That was Gustavo Arellano. He's the editor of OC Weekly and author of Taco USA. The book that he recommended is A Crack in the Edge of the World by Simon Winchester.